It is a favorite theme of the Upanishads to consider the whole of reality as matter and spirit, or as the material universe and the universe of prana or energy. A meditation is prescribed on the correlation between anna and prana, the two terms in the Upanishad representing matter and energy. There are those who think that matter is everything. It is the whole of creation, forgetting the fact that it is an expression of prana or energy which is equally cosmic. There are others who think that energy alone is the ultimate reality, forgetting the fact that it manifests itself as matter or object form in the world of experience. Annam brahmetyekaho stanna. It is not true that mere material bodies can be regarded as real ultimately, because they decompose themselves into their original components when prana is absent in them. It is the prana or the energy or the force that is behind things which keeps them in shape or in the form which they have taken at any given moment of time. And it is also not true that matter does not exist, because it is an expression in space and time of the very same energy which is behind it as the invisible formless substance. So form and formless being, these are the two aspects of reality. They have to be blended together in contemplation. Neither should we go to the invisible, ignoring the visible, nor should we concentrate upon the visible merely, ignoring the aspect of the invisible reality behind the visible forms. Here, a symbolic concentration or meditation on these two aspects of reality are mentioned. Annam brahmetyakaho tanna tathapuyati va annam. Everything that is material or of the nature of food decomposes itself and decays when prana is absent. And prana too sustains itself on matter, because it operates through matter. Just as our life is sustained by food that we consume, and food is maintained in its original freshness by the energy that pervades it. So there is an interdependence of matter and energy. On this, there is a linguistic concept introduced for the purpose of meditation, just as we had a mention made of contemplation on the literal significance of the letters of the word hridaya or heart in an earlier occasion. Here we are asked to contemplate symbolically on the meaning of a word. The teacher here in this section of the Upanishad says, Viti annam vi anne himani sarvani bhutani vishtani. Everything is rooted in the material form and the food that is consumed, because of the fact that they are rooted in the material form. The Sanskrit word for rootedness is vishtatva, vishtani. And so contemplate on the very first letter of this significant word, vishta, to be rooted, to be fixed or to be encompassed by something. Similarly, Ramiti Prana, Ram Prano, Rane Himani Sarvani Hutani Ramante. It is on account of the manifestation of life or prana that people are happy. The joy of life is nothing but the joy of breathing and energy manifesting itself as prana. And the Sanskrit word for this is ramana. To ram is to enjoy, to be happy, to be pleased and to be delighted. So the words ram and vishta, these two are semantically conceived. And the first letters of these words are taken together, V and Ra. Contemplate on these only, says the teacher. Seems to be a very peculiar way of meditation on merely the first letter of the word which indicates certain significances of the function of the two aspects of reality, Anna and Prana. Whoever contemplates thus on a blend of the two aspects of reality as Anna and Prana, matter and energy, enters into these two at the same time, combines the two in his own being and his personal experience and life. One who knows this secret of meditation does not overemphasize either the aspect of matter or the aspect of energy. In other words, he combines in his practical life the two aspects of externality and internality. He is not either externally engaged as the extroverts are, nor is he internally engaged too much as the introverts are, but he strikes a balance between the two. So the whole moral of this teaching in this section of the Upanishad seems to be that we must strike a via media, a golden mean between outward looking attitude and inward investigation of a psychological nature. We should neither be too much engaged in external investigation of material form to the exclusion of the internal aspect of reality, which is psychological and of the nature of energy, nor should we emphasize too much on the internal aspect only, namely the psychological, ignoring the external aspect. Because the internal and the external, the energy aspect and the matter aspects, are two sides of a single reality. And so meditation should be on a harmony between the two. This is perhaps the intention of the teacher in this section.